We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. The night portion of our day-night doubleheader, Section 4 Girls Championship Basketball. Harpersville already with a win in the books, reserving our trip to the state quarterfinals next Saturday at Onondaga Community College. The second part of the equation is right here and right now with Franklin, the number 3 seeded team, but also ranked number 3 in the state and also undefeated at 19-0, taking on the top seed, a 2-loss, Southern Cayuga Lady Chiefs, who are also ranked in the top 10. In fact, they are number 9 in the state. So it's everything that the first game is made out to be as far as competition goes, and the 3 seed magical formula that Franklin hopes they could duplicate, or replicate, I should say, with what Harpersville did this morning in a rather smarmy 44-33 win over the very tough and gritty Lansing Bobcats. My name is Greg Davey, back at Suco for a third time this season. That's kind of rare. Our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show starts us off, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 in Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. That would be Coach Ed Heslop and the Chiefs of Southern Cayuga, Coach Mike Dutcher, and the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. Captains meeting at the center. We'll tell you how they got here and all the other good stuff as they readjust the time on the clock for us to get started. We're actually right on time, so I thought we were about 5 minutes later than we were, but no, it's still 15 minutes before tip-off time. So it is the Section 4 playoffs. It's the championship. We've got key sponsors that have done extra for the support of the kids, and we'll also log on or see how many people are logging on for the WCDOsports.com. Stick around. It's all coming up. Section 4 Class B Championship from Suco on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece? The box clearly says a 5-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in March, get a small chocolate chip frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Courtside, which is a different, totally different look than the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. Down on the floor again, which is okay. Our broadcast, whether we're up top or down below, is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. You got Southern Cayuga, a team that I don't ever remember doing their, a game with the Chiefs, but we got one now. This is a team that got drilled 70-36 last year in the semifinals against Franklin. They come back after a convincing win over Skenevis, in which they did not perform very well. In fact, they committed 14 turnovers in the first half. Coach Haslop said 14 is usually more than we get in a whole game. But Skenevis played a pretty good defense. They didn't have a lot of offense to speak of, and they had a, but they had the game tied at 27 before Southern Cayuga pulled away. They defeated Lawrence rather handily in the first round, 57-36. Then they defeated Apton 72-33. What intrigues me about the game against Apton is they were up 28-5 at the end of the first quarter. 28-5. The rest of the time, they did not dominate Apton, but they started out 28-5. Their balanced scoring is pretty much a microcosm of what they've been this year. Sydney Cullen had 8 points in that game. Alex Hetherington had 12. Emily Cobb had 11. Jesse Cobb had 15. Adrian Toria had 19. Sarah Vandervalk had 2. They had 28 field goals, 14 for 20 from the line, 72 points. And they only had 2 3-pointers. In the game on Wednesday, the semifinal round against Skenevis, they won 57-43. That was the largest lead they had in the game. They were 18 for 26 from the foul line. Jessie Kopp herself was 12 for 16, had 16 points. Her sister Emily, 3 for 4, 15 points. Toria, who had 19 against Afton, just 4 against Skenevis. But Sydney Cullen was in there again with 10, and Alex Hetherington had 10. So they get five players in double figures. They do things in a team concept, doesn't it? They don't care who scores most or who scores the least. They get it done in that regard. Now you turn the page over to the very talented Franklin Lady Devils, and it's just the opposite, but they accept it. They accept it. They know that Jordan Beers is the second leading scorer in Section 4 history behind Lindsey Kimmel, or Hannah Kimmel, rather, of Harpersville. Lindsey's also in the top five. She's averaging 25.3 a game this year, 10.9 rebounds, 5.3 assists. She's got 56 three-pointers. She's 81 for 109. That's 74% from the line. She is the bulk of the offense. Everybody knows it. Everybody accepts it. Everybody does their role. But you can't discount Marissa Cawley, the senior. And as like I say, Batman to Robin, no question about it, although Marissa's much taller than Jordan, but we reverse the roles. Marissa with a very solid 17.5 points per game, 12.2 rebounds, 2.1 blocks. She's even got 8 three-pointers. She doesn't get to the free throw line a ton, but she's there. 34 for 66, 51.5%. as a team, Franklin shooting 62.7. Of course, it's fueled a lot by Jordan Beers. The rest of the team besides Jordan is 62 for 119, so 52.1. That's not so bad. Mariah McNeely, who was held scoreless in the semifinals, the sophomore averaging 4.9. She's no doubt going to be a leader next year. Her role on this team, set screens and play wicked good defense. And she does. She does exactly that. I'm not sure who she's going to guard in this game. Will it be Jesse Cobb? Will it be Sydney Cullen? Will it be Emily Cobb? Will it be Adrian Toria? Not a lot of height. And, of course, they don't give me heights in these Class D. They don't want to say how tall they are. I don't know why that is. But, I mean, you look at Mara Stalter, you know she's over 6 feet tall. You see Marissa Colley, you know she's about 6 feet tall. They called Miranda Drummond 6 feet tall today. And she's 5'11". I don't know if I'd stretch it to 6 feet, but you get the idea. The winner of this game to take on the Class D winner of Section 3, and I did not hear who won that, and because of certain things, I'm going to go through my phone to see if I can find that out, who won the Class D in Section 3. I know that Little Falls, the odds-on favorite to win in Class C, has done that, so it'll be a very highly anticipated state quarterfinal between Little Falls and Harpersville. The likes we have not seen in a state quarterfinal since, in Class C anyway, since undefeated Mohawk took on undefeated Sydney in 2002. Neither team had lost. Both teams were averaging 65 points plus per game. The final score was 44-41. That's how much of a chess match that was in a jam-packed Liverpool High School back in 2002. All right, we're about 2 minutes away. We're going to, now we'll take it down another minute or so. Other players on this team, Jessica Downen, a junior, averaging 2 points a game, but 2.9 rebounds, 1.8 steals. She's also pretty good at defense. McNeely with the best defensive steal per game average besides Jordan Beers at 2.7. So it looks like I'm getting some sort of messages. Oh, I found out from my spy, Hamilton has defeated Oriskany. Oriskany had the stranglehold on Class D in Section 3. They beat Franklin last year in the state quarterfinals. They have been upended by the Emerald Knights of Hamilton. All right, we'll step away as John Horn is about to go through some rules and all that, and then we'll have their version of the anthem. I don't think somebody is singing. And after that, John will introduce our starting lineups. And I gave him a wireless mic, so we should be sounding pretty good. We want to say hi to the people in Austin, Texas, Syracuse, New York, Fairport, New York, and there's a Wilson, North Carolina to start with. We'll add more to that. So it is the Section 4 Class D Championship of the girls' basketball here at SUNY Oneonta, and you're going to hear it live on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Rich and Rebecca Costello from Rich's Auto Body in Franklin cheer on the Franklin Lady Purple Devils basketball team in their sectional final on Saturday at SUNY Oneonta. Rich's Auto Body is celebrating their 31st year as a full-service collision repair facility that owns Delaware Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs. They accept and handle all insurance claims from start to finish. Rich's Auto Body features a rollback with side recovery system and can also service and recharge your automobile air conditioner. Rich's Auto Body congratulates the Franklin girls basketball team on an outstanding season and wishes them the best of luck. Remember, from ditches to riches, have your vehicle repaired at Rich's Auto Body, 29 Hill Street in Franklin. Call 829-3583.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, we are about ready for John Horn as he's cueing another piece of music. Here we go.
Welcome to the Tour Arena. It is now time for the Section 4 Class B Girls Championship. The next team features the Franklin Purple Devils and the Southern Cayuga Chiefs. First, the non-starters were Franklin. Number 5, Paige Bearshire. Number 12, Gary Smith. Number 21, Elizabeth Neiman. Number 24, Natalie Jordan. And number 25, Sabra Warner. That is the non-starters for Franklin. Now the non-starters for the Southern Cayuga Chiefs. Number 14, Sarah Vanderhoff. Number 20, Jessica Holden. Number 21, Teresa Gale. Number 22, Brianna Rosegrain. Number 24, Alex Etherington. Number 25, Jesse Parkin. That's your non-starters for the Southern Cayuga Chiefs.
Franklin, the visiting team tonight. Southern Cayuga, the home team, uniform-wise. I think we're ready to go as soon as the music gets going.
And now, the starting lineup. First, for Franklin, junior, number 2, Jessica. For Southern Cayuga, senior, number 10, for Franklin, senior, number 10, Marissa Hayes. For Southern Cayuga, senior, number 11, Sydney Burns. For Franklin, sophomore, number 15, for Southern Cayuga, senior, number 12, Maddie Burns. For Franklin, senior, number 32, Mara Spencer. For Southern Cayuga, sophomore, number 15, Emily. For Franklin, senior, number 23, Jordan. For Southern Cayuga, junior, number 23, Adrian Turner.
All right, now one of the things I didn't check was, is it T-O-R-E-A, is it Toria or Torea? And because people were cheering so loud, I couldn't exactly hear. I'm going to go with Victoria, unless they tell me differently. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't able to talk to the coach. I was trying to get Wi-Fi here. You got to do a guest name and password, but to get that, you got to call the help desk, and the help desk says we can't get it to you. until tomorrow. So Hamilton, according to our spies out there, Hamilton defeated Oriskany in the Kerry Dome in overtime. So that must have been a heck of a battle. The winner of this game will play the Lady Emerald Knights of Hamilton next week at Onondaga Community College. All right, you know the deal. Franklin in their purple outfits with yellow, mostly yellow trim with white. Somalian accent, Southern Cuba, white like they were on Wednesday night with a dark red numbers and letters. And they didn't time it with the female official here. She got going before they were ready. And bank shot by Jordan Beers in the first 4 seconds of the ball game. Well, right away, Jordan Beers puts the Franklin Lady Devils on top, 2-0. Harpersville likewise scored the first points of the game and never trailed, although it was tied one time and a long pass along the baseline going intended for Sydney Cullen, and she lost it out of bounds. Wild pass across the key. But now we're going to, I am going to see anyway and tell you about it, the press that is being designed by Southern Cayuga to stop Jordan Beers, and Beers gets over it without any problem. Marissa Cawley at the left side passes over to Stalter at the high post. Now it's McNeely from the right side, and she was scoreless on Wednesday, but not tonight. Mariah McNeely with an 8-foot shot from the right side, blocking foul on McNeely as she tried to stop number 15, Emily Kopp, the sophomore, younger sister of senior Jesse Kopp. So McNeely certainly going to have to stay out of foul trouble. Franklin playing more of a man-to-man defense, but settling into a zone in the back, and a shot by the other number 23 is missed. That's Toria. She's going to take another one from three-point range, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound inside by number 15, Emily Kopp, and she is fouled. Now two fouls right away on Franklin. This one on Cawley. Already two fouls on Franklin. Two players that could ill afford to lose time on the bench. And the first shot by Emily Kopp is up, and it's good. Emily Kopp with 3-for-4 in the semifinal. This one misses, and Cawley dominates the board for the rebound. Here's Jordan Beers. Flash of lightning up the left side. Stops and pops, but before that happens, she's fouled. Maddie Burns, the senior, with her first foul and the first on the Lady Chiefs, who are the home team on the scoreboard. Going to my left, inside, Stalter inbounds to Cawley, and she gets it to go. A little short baby hook, if you will. Cawley for... So Beers, McNeely, and Cawley have all scored, and a kick will stop the action briefly. 6:39 to go, and it's 6-1 in favor of the Lady Devils. Franklin had a little first quarter trouble against South Courtright, a team that's just primed to be next year's favorites. Southern Cayuga dribbling underneath the basket. Jesse Kopp unloads from the left baseline where she just came from under the basket. And Kopp scores the first field goal for the Little Lady Chiefs. It's 6-3. Pass from McNeely to Cawley. She stops. She loads it up. Shoots and scores. Marissa Cawley. Well, she was interviewed in the paper about how it feels to be a senior playing on a survive and advance mode, and she was loving it. She said, we can't stop now. We got to keep going. There's a turnover. Southern Cayuga throwing the ball away. So it's Sydney Cullen assigned to guard Jordan Beers. Beers is in the right corner. She's going to pop it, and it's short. Rebound is pulled down by Kopp, Emily Kopp. Up ahead to Jesse Kopp. Does she have enough room to hit the layup? She does. Left side. From Kopp to Kopp. K-O-P-P, by the way. Sounds like a Western radio station. 5:41 to go. Beers up ahead to Cawley. It's so easy. Oh! It was wide open, and Marissa missed it. Oh, my goodness. 8-5. Here comes Jesse Kopp. Up, and the layup just misses. Jesse down and will be called for the foul. She was simply trying to stop the layup. So Southern Cayuga has some team speed to go along with what Franklin offers. Down in first foul. third already on Franklin. From the line, Jesse Kopp. She was so busy there the other night. She was 12 for 16 from the foul line. She misses her first one here, though. Second one also rolls out, and no doubt Cauley's got the rebound. Beers up ahead to McNeely, who's wide open. Passes to Downing in the corner or in the inside, underneath, and they're walking away, but the referee is saying it's Franklin's ball. Downing had given up on it, was telling McNeely she shouldn't have passed it. And oops, hey, we got the ball now. McNeely in the corner, back out to Beers on the left wing. A screen by Stalter. Open for three, no, off the back of the rim. Rebound, the Chiefs. They out-position Stalter and Cauley. Down comes Emily Kopp, lays it up and in. Her first field goal. The Kopp sisters, 7 of 7 points for the Chiefs. 8-7, a pass thrown away by Beers. She was looking for Cauley. Bounce pass down along the key, and it's back to Cullen, who misses the shot. Ripped open by Jesse Kopp, and the ball is then swatted away by two different players. Referees say it'll be Southern Cayuga ball. This is Southern Cayuga's first chance to take the lead. They trail 8-7. They trailed 6-1 at one point. Three-pointer for Toria. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Beers herself. She's going through traffic. It's now her against Kopp. The lefty lap is good, and she's fouled. Jordan Beers. I'm looking across into a sea of purple. Emily Kopp's first foul. Only two on the Chiefs. So Beers with 4 points. Chance to make it five. She is a 74% free throw shooter and nothing but net. So the established lead of 4 points now, 11-7, 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Outside shooting has not been there. There's a pickoff by Marissa Cauley. They tried to dump it down low from a long way away. McNeely on a pass from Cauley, who had stolen the ball. She passes out to Cauley. A long shot, but not a three. Missed it. Down in rebounds on the long way. Beers stop and pop on the baseline. I thought she had the forward roll. Didn't go. McNeely with a rebound. Her shot is no, but it was partially blocked. Rebound up ahead. Kopp to Cullen. Cullen off the board. No good. She gets her own rebound. Throws it up like a prayer. No good. It's out of bounds. Oh, McNeely didn't save it. She thought it wasn't worth saving. Officials disagree. They say it is. Southern Cayuga ball. 3:55 to go, first quarter, trailing 11-7. The Chiefs putting the ball in play. Way up top. For number 24, who's in the game for the first time, that's Alex Hetherington. She's had double-figure games the last two. Cranked from 3 points short by Cullen. Saving it is... Nice job for Toria to save it. They whip it around to the right side. Baseline shot is off the mark. And again, the ball is up for grabs. It's Jordan Beers with a loose ball up the left side. She's being chased by Kopp. The layup is no good. She was a little too far away, but still had a viable chance to make it. But she draws another foul. Sydney Cullen with her first foul. So now both teams with three in the team ledger. Nobody with more than one at the line. And Jordan Beers for two. First one's good. And a typical substitution pattern for Mike Dutcher. He brings in Paige Fairchild. Second shot for Beers is good. She hasn't hit the rim yet. Seven for Jordan Beers. That matches Southern Cayuga. And suddenly it's a six-point lead, 13-7. Pass inside, knocked away. Cauley, I think, maybe got a fingernail on it. Not giving me a chance to breathe in this one. A lot faster than what the Class C game appeared to be today. Girls can't have the energy this long, can all game, can they? Oh, nice fake by Jesse Kopp. Her shot blocked by McNeely. McNeely unloads to Jesse down and up the right side. Oh, she stopped. She was going to try to let Hetherington go past her and then shoot. But she traveled. 3:09 left. 13-7. First quarter action. Franklin has not trailed. They lead by six. Up the floor comes Sydney Cullen at the point. She had a really good game 14 first half points for her. Oh, and up and down. Don't see that very often. Hetherington was going to jump and pass it from the wing to the top of the key. Her target was being guarded. Right back, so two mental blunders, I guess you would say. Jordan Beers, long pass up ahead to Paige Fairchild. She bobbles it, and that's just enough to steal for Sydney Cullen, who might have gotten away with a travel as she ran down the court without dribbling the ball. There's a bank shot missed and a McNeely rebound. Beers right in front of me. Past half court up the right side. Franklin trying to up it by eight. Stolen from behind, though, by Sydney Cullen. Good defense. Chiefs are number one seed for a reason. Inside. Pass Toria. Knocked away, but collected by Sydney Cullen. Shot Emily. Cock gets a shot blocked by Marissa Cawley in the wide open court. There's a long three taken and missed by Hetherington. But Southern Cayuga still keeps the possession. The turnaround by Toria is an air ball. Cawley rebounds. Outlets to Beers, who stands there for just a half a second before saying, all right, let's get control. Let's run a half court. Mike Dutcher yells out a play. Don't ask me what it is. I don't know. McNeely, double teams for some reason. Now to Beers, whose back is to the basket. She drives in off the glass. No good. You know what's coming next. She'll be at the line. We'll see here. Some new players, too. Emily Kopp comes in, the sophomore, with two fouls. She's got 3 points. She and her sister, all 7 points so far. Beers at the line again. I'm surprised Jordan Beers only has shot in 19 games 81 free throws, because the games I've done, she's been at the line a lot. 1:47 to go. The lead is doubled. And again, you could shrink the size of the rim and she'd still make them. 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 15-7. Franklin by 8. Southern Cayuga trying not to panic. There's Marissa Cawley with a super defensive stop. She poked the ball free from behind. Up ahead it goes to McNeely. Now down low to Cawley. Bank shot is no off the rim. Marissa Cawley had made some harder shots and has missed some easier shots. That's the way it goes. A minute 20. Here come the Chiefs. Driving in is Jesse Kopp. There's a second foul possibly on Mariah McNeely or maybe Paige Fairchild. It's Paige Fairchild, and that's her first. So at the line, I'm looking at the girls right now, and they are all, even Jordan Beers, is breathing heavy. This is a fast-paced game. Kopp missed two in a row. She just makes one and makes two. So right back at it. 6 points for Jesse Kopp. 9 points for the Chiefs, all from Emily or Jesse Kopp. Emily's on the bench right now with two fouls. Cawley for a long three. No, off the back of the rim, and that's anybody's rebound. It's Beers. Beers is double-teamed. She'll hit from 16. Yes! Jordan Beers with 11 points, and that miss made it possible because it came so far out. Jesse Kopp in the three-second area. Back outside now with her left wing over to the right. For Hetherington, a three-pointer, it's an air ball, but inside, Emily Kopp is in there again, and she catches the air ball but can't hit it. Beers up the middle this time. Change of direction, little eight-footer, good. 13 points for Jordan Beers, and it's Franklin by 10, 25 seconds to go. Southern Cayuga trying not to let last year's large scoring differential repeat itself. Left baseline, air ball. Beers with a rebound. She outlets to Jesse Downen. It's a three-on-one. Downen with 7 seconds to go in the corner. McNeely. Traveling violation. Well, Franklin could have made it worse with a couple of layups and not traveled with the ball, but they still lead by 10. Jessica Holland had tried that last shot for Southern Cayuga. They'll bring in two subs so that Emily Kopp does not get a third foul. 3 seconds to go. They'll pass it down low. Picked off by Paige Fairchild. Nice defensive play by the freshman. And it's 19-9 Franklin after one. Stick around. We've got more Section 4 Class B Girls Basketball Championship from Oneonta right here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Ready for the second quarter. Our ball game today being brought to you by special sponsors including Echo Brand, Silo Restaurant of Green, Here Here of Unadilla, Otigo Family Dental, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, and Shindello Federal Credit Union. And to start the second quarter, we get a stoppage of play 6 seconds into it, making sure possession arrow is in the right place. Yep. So 6 seconds has elapsed. It will be Sydney Cullen, Emily Kopp, who's got the two fouls, Toria, and it's Cullen for three, no good, and on the far side, nice rebound by Maddie Burns, and she keeps the offense going. Toria shoots and misses, rebound by McNeely, and a foul. I didn't see it, it's on the far side. Well, Jesse Kopp picks up her first. That's five team fouls on the Chiefs. It's McNeely, Beers, Cauley, Stalter still in there. McNeely off the foot of Sydney Cullen after she bobbled the long pass, and Jessica down and makes five for Franklin. It comes in to Beers, right back to McNeely because she's double-teamed quite a bit. Right now, McNeely double-teamed goes to Beers. Cross-court pass to Downen. Six-footer, it's good. Jessica Downen helps Franklin's crowd get really into it. When other people score, they all get crazy. And there's a block by Stalter. Recovery by Emily Kopp. The ball becomes loose. Beers with a recovery. Beers says, no need to pass it. Reaching in, number 23, Adrian Toria. Well, they say Toria, so I guess they got to change it. Toria. So her first foul, and now a timeout on the court. If it's a 30, it is a 30. So let me continue on with our special championship Section 4 action sponsors today, which include Joseph House Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, Osterout Madden Funeral Home of Humphreysville, happy for their Hornets winning today, Rabideau Energy Products, Bergen's Auto Service of Franklin, and Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods. If you're just tuning in or you're just logging on, welcome. It's the SUNY Oneonta Alumni Fieldhouse Dewar Arena on the State University of New York at Oneonta campus. There's lots of names for it, but this is where the Section 4 Class D championships are being played. Franklin, while they struggled a little bit out of the gate at 8-6, they are now leading 21-9. And Jordan Beers is leading the way with 13. But everybody's contributing. Cauley, a nice jump pass to McNeely. Back into Cauley, follow-on shot, got partially blocked. And referee's going to call a foul. That's a third foul on Emily Kopp, and truth be told, I thought she just misdirected it with a block. So now Coach Heslop has to make some adjustments because Kopp is one of their main offensive cogs. They do have a very balanced lineup, though. And Cauley, who comes in at 51.5%, 34 for 66, misses the first. She's got 4 points in the game. Sets back up. purple and yellow shoes to go with the purple and gold shoes to go with the purple and gold uniform. She's the most color coordinated. Shot is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Alex Hetherington. Hetherington outlets to Holden. Holden up the right side. Jesse Kopp bowling over Mariah McNeely. What's the call? It's McNeely with a block. Ouch for Franklin. And the way she fell, maybe ouch for Mariah McNeely. That sophomore defensive player is now in the books with two fouls. And the free throws for Jesse Kopp. She was 2 for 4 in the first quarter, missed two, then made two. She's now made her third in a row. Gets another one. Now they're in double figures. Second shot is not as pretty, but it goes down. 8 points for Jesse Kopp, 3 for Emily Kopp. They total the 11 that Southern Cayuga has. Beers, elbow shot up and good. She has not missed an outside jumper except a three-pointer from the left side. 15 for Beers. To offset the two free throws. Hetherington thought about a three in the left corner. I don't have any stats to know who makes what for Southern Cayuga. There's a shot blocked by Stalter, recovered by Cauley as Jesse Kopp drove the lane and had everybody beat. Long pass from Beers to Downin. No, way off the mark. Cauley with a rebound, but that misses. Stalter keeps it alive. McNeely chases it, as does number 11, Sidney Cullen. Cullen knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be an inbound coming for Franklin, leading 23-11 with 6:03 to play in the first half. Stalter, cross-court pass to an open Downin. Is the layup good? It sure is. Jesse Downin with 4 points. She averages two. She's doubled her average. That's the value-added services of the other players on this team. Hetherington for three. Big shot. Hetherington. Alex Hetherington, a junior, makes the first three-pointer for either team. 25-14. They can't call a timeout. The coach wanted to call a timeout in between the basket and the inbound. Paige Fairchild will come in. Mariah McNeely will go out. She's checking her leg for any blood. As, remember, she took a tumble on that blocking foul. Stalter, the turnaround is no good. Or no, that was Cauley, I'm sorry. Cauley's going to be called for a foul. There's no question about that as she wrapped her arms around number 11, Sidney Cullen. And Cullen will come to the line as that's the 1-1. Or is that the 6? Okay, Mara Stalter with her first foul. That's 6. Now a timeout asked for by Ed Heslop. 5:24 to go in the first half. 25-14, Franklin by 11. Stick around. It's Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney.
The next time you visit a Scovill Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top, but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovill Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sidney and Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Alex Hetherington going for a second three-pointer, and boy, oh boy, two in a row for Alex Hetherington. There's your instant offense right there, number 24, and they're now Southern Cayuga inside of 10 points, 25-17. That's the first back-to-back scoring streak for the Chiefs in a while. Marissa Cauley driving hard on the left side. She'll pivot. Nice little baby hook, but it misses. Rebound by Hetherington. Steal by Beers, and inside she scores it. Jordan Beers picked her pocket. Hetherington not a guard, and Beers sensed it. Picked off in her first basket of the second quarter, 17 for the senior. Hetherington from the right side. No, this one spins out. Stalter challenging Torreya for the rebound. Torreya. I'll tell you what, I say they don't have heights on this team. Torreya is tall. She is about she's a good 6 feet. Rebound Cauley on an air ball shot by Maddie Burns of Southern Cuba. Again, long pass ahead. Fairchild to Downing in the baseline. Back to Fairchild and back to Cauley. Three-pointer right side. Wow, she's got it. Melissa Cauley. I'm going to give her a hard time. She's missing the chip shots inside, but boy, she nailed that three. 29-17. Kopp, Jesse Kopp, stops, passes back to Cullen for the three. No good. Stalter right there for the rebound, hands it to Jordan Beers. Beers up the floor. Jesse Kopp trying to guard her. Foul line jumper, short this time. Rebound, though, by Stalter. Morris Stalter, a senior, with a rebound and a basket, and it's back to a 14-point lead. Hetherington for another three. Around the rim, no. She's missed two close ones after swishing two from the left corner. Beers going to my right with the basketball. Shot turnaround, no good. Rebound, Cauley inside. Yes, in the traffic zone. Marissa Cauley with 9. Beers with 17. But the rest of the team has 7. Another timeout. We've got our Section 4 championship sponsors today that include Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, SFCU, branches throughout the Tri-County area, Bejo's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Eglet Machine Company of Sydney, McDowell and Walker on Mang Drive in Sydney, and from Franklin to Lowell, Riches Auto Body. From ditches to riches. Winner of this game to take on Hamilton, Emerald Knights at noon at SUNY Onondaga or OCC or Onondaga Community College. Big exit 16 off 81, if I remember right, the Oneida Indian Nation. Here we go, 3:19, clock running again. Southern Cayuga had a little streak of 6 points and it's been negated right away by Jordan Beers and Mara Stalter. There's a tie-up, our first possession arrow in a long time. It'll be Franklin's ball. Franklin has Fairchild, Beers, Cauley, Stalter, and Downing. Mara Stalter normally comes off the court for a little bit. I don't think she's had a rest, or if it is, it hasn't been long. Paige Fairchild's in there. Mariah McNeely, there's a pass by Beers, but it's broken up and stolen. The Chiefs have a chance to come back here. Jesse Kopp driving in. Shot blocked by Stalter. When you're 6'2", you can do that. Jesse Kopp has a nice drive to the basket. That one taken away, rejected. 2:39 on the first half clock. Fairchild dribbling. Stolen away, though, by Sidney Cullen. Fairchild gives chase. The layup's no good. Fairchild stayed with it. Passes to Stalter. Right to Cauley. It's a 3-on-2. Cauley stops at the foul line, shoots, it's in and out, it's in, it's out again. It went in, went off the backboard, came back, and fell off the rim. Hetherington for three, off the back of the rim. That one was their worst miss. Passes over to the left side for Cox, got away with the travel. To the left side it goes to Torreya, shot off the rim, rebound Stalter. And a timeout asked for by Mike Dutcher. Let's take a quick break. 2:02 left in the first half. 33-17 Franklin, almost doubling up the Chiefs of Southern Cayuga. It's Section 4 Championship Basketball on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
An observation, if you will. Southern Cayuga girls who ran against Skanivas and figured they got tired and Southern Cayuga outlasted them. These girls are huffing and puffing right now. That's the pace that Franklin is playing, and they are succeeding. Paige Fairchild, Jordan Beers. Beers has to come away to Jesse, from Jesse Kopp to get a pass. Now she's driving all the way left side. The scoop to the hoop, no good. Rebound outletted by Maddie Burns up ahead to Sydney Cullen against Downen. Downen didn't back down at all, and she made the shot go crazy. It's missed, and here comes Beers on the left side. The leader is good. Jordan Beers, 19 points. That was a Division I move right there. Three-point shot, way off the mark. Cully was so surprised it banked off, she couldn't get it. And Southern Cougar continues to possession and then missed two more shots and out of bounds. It'll be Franklin's ball. Now I'm looking at the Franklin girls. Cully is not winded at all. Downen is fine. Stalter looks a little bit tired. Paige Fairchild looks like she could run all day. And, of course, Jordan Beers may be breathing heavy, but she's in game mode right now. 35-17, so it's more than 2-1. Cully traveling. What happened was Stalter was at the high post with her back to the basket, handed it to Cully going through. She took an extra step. Simple as that. Under a minute to play. Southern Cayuga coming up the court. Sydney Cullen to the left side. Jesse Kopp in the corner. Hetherington for three. Cully altered the shot. Torreya, though, with a rebound because Cully was out toward the corner. Torreya got the finish. That's her first basket of the game. I think she averages double figures. She had 19 in the quarterfinal game against Afton. 34 seconds to go. It'll be one of the few times that Franklin runs a half-court set. 16 on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock. Beers gave up her dribble. Off to Cully in the high post. Cully dribbling in through the double team. They'll say possession arrow as Torreya almost had a steal. Cully probably forcing that a little bit. But she's only had the one foul, so she's in good shape. Mariah McNeely has two. That's it with more than one for Franklin. 12 seconds to go. Southern Cayuga wants this to be the last possession. Jesse Kopp back to Cullen. Cullen goes and knocked away by Fairchild. It's on the floor for Downen. And Sydney Cullen, and it's possession arrow in favor of Franklin. 1.8. Oh, they're going to give Jordan Beers a free chance at it from half court. Cully to Beers. Half court. Heave. Oh, too high. I mean, they didn't contest that. Are you kidding me? I give her 50-50 chance of making it. But the quarter comes to an end, and the half comes to an end. 35-19, Franklin on top of Southern Cayuga by 16. And we start a 15-minute halftime here at SUNY Oneonta. Got to love the extra 5 minutes here at SUNY Oneonta. So stick around. We'll have the Maravito Energy Products halftime show. Just saw a referee for the next game giving me the eye. it is 35-19, and you're listening to it live on FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOsports.com. We are WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, with Franklin being part of this championship game and the Section 4 Hall of Fame inductions taking place at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena this afternoon, and the brunch, of course, before that at Holiday Inn Arena, with his Class D's being up here now on a regular basis, they have decided that anybody who wants to come up for this, hang on just a second, who came up for this, want to make sure that they get mentioned up here in front of their home crowd. And Franklin being in the game, Travis Carey was inducted today. He's a Franklin kid, and so they did that very nicely. Now, what do you want to ask me? Yes, Harpersville, 44-33. Yep, Harpersville. You got a fan asking me who won the Harpersville game. I know that answer. 44-33 Harpersville. They will play at 5:30. Against Little Falls, who could be considered the favorite, believe it or not. Franklin, if they hold on to win, will play Hamilton, who won in overtime over three-time defending champ Oriskany. So congratulations to all the teams that have won today, and best of luck next year to those who fell short today. They were in the championship game, and that's got to be tough, but they represented the school very, very well. Time for our halftime report, Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call in Sydney area 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. For the Franklin Lady Purple Devils, it was a Jordan Beers start to the game and a Jordan Beers ending to the half, I should say, with 19 points for Beers. She was a perfect 5-for-5, consecutive free throw shots made. 15 first-quarter points. Marissa Cauley has 9, including the team's only 3-pointer. She's 0-for-2 from the line. Jessica Downen has sparked this team with 2 free throws and some pretty good defense. Mariah McNeely has 2 points. She's been on the bench the last 4 or 5 minutes because she has 2 fouls, keeping that one in check. And Mara Stalter had a putback for 2. That means they have 13 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, 5-for-7 from the line, and 35 points. Does that add up? 26 and 3 is 29, and 5 is 34. What am I missing? Now I'm going to get in trouble. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. There's a point in there that I missed, so I'll have to figure that out. 19 points for Beers, 4 for Downen. Cauley is given 8. Are you gonna? I've done this all year. A three-pointer that I swear the officials raise their hands for three-pointers, and it's only a 2. So we back down Marissa Cauley to a long two-pointer and 8 points overall, which means that was 7 two-pointers in that quarter, 14 overall, that's 28, no three-pointers, and now we're lacking 2. 2 points for Mariah McNeely. 2 points Are they saying Jessica Downing only has 2 points? No, she has four, and Mara Stalter has two. 4 and 8 is 12, and 2 is 14, and 19 is 33, and 2 is 35. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 8. All right, I got it. 8 two-pointers in the first quarter for Franklin. I don't know why I do this stuff. 15 two-pointers, 5 for 7 from the line, 35 total points. For Southern Cayuga, it's the Kopp show. Jesse Kopp with 8 points, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Emily Kopp, 3 early points. She's in foul trouble with 3. Adrian Terea held to a basket for 2. Alex Hetherington, some instant offense with back-to-back 3-point shots. They've got 6. So that's a total of 19 in that quarter. So 4 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 5 for 8 from the line. Am I correct? So that's 4 times 2 is 8. 2 times 3 is 6. 14 and 5 is 19. Yippee-yay, 19. Okay, very good. The game after this one will be the boys of Davenport, who upended South Courtright. And it will be South Courtright versus Southern Cayuga. Southern Cayuga, the 5 seed, upset Edmiston in overtime. The people that were here were telling me, holy cow, what a game that was. And that the two games were, A, filled with, the gym was filled with people, and two, both games were great. I can't say anything else about it. I know that they were great games. I heard a lot about them, especially the Edmiston game in overtime, losing to Southern Cayuga. Edmiston with 2 losses this year, both losses on this court. But it will be Davenport against Southern Cayuga. So Southern Cayuga Chiefs get 2 for 1 tonight. They pay one price and get 2 games out of it. Very good for them. Oneonta Girls and Norwich were playing when I got here. I don't know the score of that game. Oneonta Boys and Norwich will play for the Class B Boys Championship later. And who knows how that's going to go. I would say Norwich is the heavy favorite in that one. But let me take a minute with 5 and a half to go on our clock. Let me take a minute. I didn't say it this morning. A lot of people have heard about Jerry Mackey, the coach of the Oneonta Yellow Jacket Boys and the Girls soccer team, who won the state championship this past fall. He's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, MS. It's interesting, the timing of it. It's also interesting that he had to remove his highest scoring player from the squad for reasons that I will not disclose. So he carried on his coaching principles to the utmost, despite the fact that he personally is suffering. And from what I understand, it's really tough going. And another interesting part, Jerry Mackey, his dad was a legendary coach at Whitney Point behind the other legendary coach, Jack Halloran. So those two created a football and basketball program and track program that had few rivals. Jerry won a state championship in 1991 with Whitney Point. A lot of those people from that team are very successful in life right now, and I would call Jerry Mackey one of those. He has built a great sports program, carried on Helen Sanford soccer, carried on with basketball with Bob Z. Bob Z's son, Brad Z, is taking the team tonight. My best wishes to Jerry Mackey. He's a fighter. He's going to fight this all he can, and I wish him only the best. And a quality guy, without a doubt. And, you know, for Oneonta boys to have some incentive tonight, even though they don't have their best scorer and they don't have their coach, I would say they have the motivating factor for sure. So keys to the game. Well, Southern Cayuga, after seeing them on Wednesday night, what they did against Skanivas, how their balanced effort really was their strong point in free throw shooting, well, they've got to try to get that back. They have got to start hitting some more outside shots. If they can loosen up the Franklin defense, they're okay. They drive to the basket very well, but, you know, Skanivas didn't have a Mara Stalter at 6'2". They didn't have a Marissa Colley, who was at 6 feet, but a shot-blocking machine. You know, those things were not there against Skanivas. Nothing against Skanivas. It's just, you know, Franklin has the taller players. And, of course, Jordan Beers is always an X factor. It just makes a team so much better. She, you know, has over 5 assists a game. It's not all her scoring. It's not all her scoring. She's probably the most dominant scorer this area has seen in ways that she makes other teams kids better since the likes of Courtney Mattingly, who went on to St. Bonaventure. Chris Smith back in the 80s when Denise McNeely was starting for Franklin. You had Chris Smith for Sydney, who won the sectionals that year, 1984. And it was quite a, I mean, there was one game against Whitney Point I'll never forget. Chris Smith, except for 2 free throws from somebody else, either scored all the points or she passed assist for all the points in an incredible game, and it was only the semifinals. They wound up beating Lansing later on for the Section 4 championship, and she stole the ball with four fouls. She took a gamble down by 1. She stole the ball, went down, and scored the winning layup. I mean, that was gutsy. I haven't seen a player of Chris Smith's guard type of caliber since Chris Smith when it comes to Jordan Beers. Unbelievable. So we're about a minute and a half away. We're going to step away. Second half ready to go. Keys to victory for Franklin. Keep on doing what they're doing. There's nothing else to say. Our sponsorship in this game is also being done by Walters Floor Covering, Scoville Mino, the Ethanol Corporation, Enchanted Gardens of Harpersville, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, and MVT, among others. Stick around. We got the second half. It's 35-19. Franklin, I dropped by 16. And you're listening to it live on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The next time you visit a Scoville Mino location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top, but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scoville Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, ready for the second half. It couldn't work out any better. Right in front of me, number 15, Emily Kopp, puts the ball in play for Southern Cayuga to Sydney Cullen. They're moving to my right this time. Their basket's over there. And Marissa Cawley, while she did a good thing in knocking a long pass away, she came down on Maddie Burns. So Marissa Cawley, who avoided the dreadful second foul before the half, picks it up second into the second half. Adrian Torrea, Jesse Kopp to the left side for Emily Kopp. She lost possession of the ball, but somehow got it over to Maddie Burns as she was falling down. Nice job. Jesse Kopp, the senior, driving in against Stalter. Oh, lots of contact, no foul. And wrestling out of the floor is Jessica Downen and Maddie Burns. And Jesse Kopp has a right to be angry because she plowed into Stalter and Cawley and then fell, and there was no call either way. Beers, so in control. To the left, to the right, down inside for Cawley. Had trouble down on the floor, and that ball pops loose, and it is Cayuga's ball. Down the floor comes Jesse Kopp, and an offensive foul. Jesse Downen, the junior, whose sister graduated last year, she held her ground, and that foul is on Jesse Kopp, her second. She's definitely got a question of what's going on, as she felt she got blocked the last time down, and now she's called for an offensive foul. Her second, team's first, rather. Cawley tried to scoop to the hoop, got it stripped by Adrian Torrea. Nice job by the junior, who's been held to 2 points. Torrea is backing in, kicks it to Kopp. Oh, traveling violation on Emily Kopp. These girls are very famous all around the section, all around the state, for wanting to do a change of direction without dribbling the ball. That time, she did not get away with it. Up the floor comes Jordan Beers. to Mariah McNeely. Inside, Cawley, a scoop to the hoop, and she draws the foul. What happened was the Cayuga Chiefs spread their defense out, so the offense spread out for Franklin. And Terea's foul is number two on her, the team's second, but Cawley had pretty much all she had to do was pivot to her left, spin, and lay the hand out there for the shot. She drew the foul. Cawley misses. She's 0 for 3, missing from the line. She has 8 points. And this is yet another game where somebody I thought hit a three-pointer and it was only counted as a two. And the victim in this case is Marissa Cawley, who I thought I could have sworn had a three and they gave her the sign. But nope. But Cawley hits the free throw. She's got 9. Remember, she averages 17.5 a game. She's all about halfway there now. Jesse Kopp to the right side. She didn't have anybody running the offense. Everybody stood still. Her pass to the right was knocked away by Jordan Beers. Both Kopps, Cullen, Terea, and Burns. They're setting screens on the half court. Emily Kopp, give and go to Terea. Challenging inside. Shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Stalter. And McNeely then gets the ball from Stalter. Stalter right to Beers. Beers guarded by Jesse Kopp. Beers, jump pass down to Cawley. The little baby hook, it's good. Marissa Cawley, the senior with 11. Here comes Jesse Kopp quickly down the court. Beers got a hand on it, made her mess up her dribble. Now McNeely helping out. And a foul will be called. Finally, if you are Jesse Kopp, on Jordan Beers, her first and the team's first. No worry there for Franklin. As Burns comes out and the three-point shooting specialist, Alex Hetherington, or I don't know if she's a specialist, but she's the most successful. Pass comes way up top for Terea. Left side for Kopp. Almost a foul on Cawley. She sidesteps it just in time. Right side for Cullen. Three, and it is, yes, it's officially good. Sydney Cullen was held scoreless until that three-pointer. That's the third three-pointer. Beers gets away from the double team. Passes inside to Cawley. Not a good timing pass, though. Knocked away by Hetherington. Here come the Chiefs. Right side for Emily Kopp to Jesse Kopp on the right side. Beers gives her a little room, but not much. Passing away to the top of the key. They swing it to the left. Down in the corner. Emily Kopp, 10-footer. Good. Emily Kopp, her first point since the first quarter. 38-24. Two-point advantage in this quarter for Southern Cayuga, and Beers takes it out upon herself to shoot and misses. Oh, that's the third on Marissa. I apologize for not picking up on that. The referee blocked me out on the miss by Beers. Cawley pushed off. That's three on Marissa Cawley, and Mike Dutcher may have to make some changes here. Cawley cannot get in foul trouble. There's a pass that is broken away by McNeely. Off to Beers it goes, up the left side. Driving in, left side, scoop to the hoop, and it's good. Jordan Beers, first basket of the second half. She's got 21. 40-24, same 16-point lead they had at halftime. Three-point shot for the right side, airballed by Hetherington. Her strength is definitely from the left corner, not from the right corner. Maddie Burns returns for the Chiefs. Going to replace Jesse Kopp. 4:37 to go, third quarter, 40-24. Cullen looking finally into the corner for Hetherington. Guarded by Jessica Downen. Not going to let her take that three-point shot if they can help it. Long pass up ahead, broken up by Cawley. She plays with three fouls as if she has no fouls. That's in the open court anyway. And that time just whacked the ball away. Nice defense. 4.5 to play, third quarter. Pass inside to Emily Kopp. She lays it up and over Cawley, who gives her a little room. No good. Cawley, though, will fight for the rebound, and she's got it. Up the right side. Hard charging is Marissa Cawley. Change of dribble. Goes up and gets the ball taken away, deflected away. That's the first time Marissa Cawley has tried to go wire to wire. Paige Fairchild comes in the game replacing Mara Stalter. Mike Dutcher's probably going to have to think about it a little bit, whether to bring Cawley out maybe the last minute of the third period. I don't know. The pass goes in the corner for Hetherington. She does not have space to take the three thanks to Jesse Down, and shot from the top of the key by Cullen is missed. There's a foul. Looks like a push-off. It will be Adrienne Torreya, her third foul. Both teams with three on the board as far as total fouls go. Emily Kopp comes back in. Emily and Jesse Kopp in there. Maddie Burns. Inbounds it comes on the press, though, to Beers. Beers, double team, spins around. Oh, she tried to force it into Cauley again. Not a good decision, but look, Jesse Down and pops in from a scrum, and she's got the ball, dribbling it away. Gets it off to McNeely. The pass over to Cauley. Cauley puts it up, and I'm not sure what that decision was. Marissa Cauley was outside the three-point area, took one dribble and just flung it up and had no chance of going in, but something popped out like a... She's over crying on the sideline. I'm not sure what that's all about. I think she's just frustrated right now. And so Coach Dutcher taking her out with 3.5 to go in the third period. Her presence is key to this team, so let's see how they play without her. Emily Kopp turns around, and the ball gets stolen away. Beers has it, but it was Paige Fairchild who did the big part of that. Beers, 18-footer off the back of the rim. Stalter goes for the rebound, but there instead is Toria. And right in front of my radio equipment, oh, my God, I could see everything just disheveling here. Thank God it didn't happen. A bad pass by Torreya, and oh my gosh, trying to save the ball, she almost crash-landed into me. Beers catches the lofted pass by McNeely. 40-24, 3 minutes to go. They played an even quarter. Beers back to McNeely. McNeely changed the direction. Now she goes to Beers, who's double-teamed, and a jump ball as Jesse Kopp applauds her defensive effort. They'll say it's a possession arrow, and it will be Chiefs ball. And you can hear behind me, the Chiefs are excited about that. They're here for two games. They need one win. They'd love two. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Hetherington for three, right side, no. And, oh, Paige Fairchild's got a fingertip on it. Hetherington, the ball came right back to where Hetherington had shot the ball. She tried to reverse her track, and Paige Fairchild took care of it, though. The ball comes into Jesse Kopp, the right side. Now it's Torreya. The give and go inside. Torreya, the turnaround up and no good. And the rebound by Jordan Beers. 2.5 to play. 40-24, stuck at 16. Beers, a runner in the lane, short. She gets it back, goes left side, and it's good. And she's fouled, and she lets out a screen. I don't see her playing with a lot of emotion most of the time. She just allowed herself a celebration. The foul is on Jesse Kopp. That's her third. And a timeout asked for by Ed Heslop. For Jordan Beers, points number 22 and 23. And with 2:21 to go, a reminder that our game is being brought to you by AmeriGas of Sydney, Shandella Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Otigo Family Dental, guess where that is, Here Here of Unadilla, Echo Brands of Sydney, and the Silo Restaurant in Green. 2:21, third period, 42-24, largest lead right here at 18 points for the Lady Purple Devils. Davenport will follow against also Southern Cougar and the boys. And Moravia and Elmira Notre Dame were playing the C game after my Harpersville game this afternoon. They were up 18-6. I don't know if Moravia was able to keep up with Elmira Notre Dame, but those two were definitely the best two teams in the section for Class C. And we did get a score from Oneonta and Norwich, the final girls Class B. Oneonta wins their seventh consecutive class championship. Most of them have been Class B, but this one 52-47. And Jordan Beers, if you forgot, was due a free throw, and number 23 now has 24 points. So do the Chiefs. So they've matched Beers for the Chiefs. Emily Kopp tries to change that, misses on a runner. Beers says, no, we're not going to fast break, although Jessica Downen was wide open. Beers even put her hand down like, no, we're gonna slow it down. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Beers screen set by Fairchild. She's double-teamed. Beers slides a pass to McNeely. Foul line shot is good! Mariah McNeely, her second basket. 45-24, the lead grows to 21 thanks to McNeely, and Beers with that unbelievable pass off the double-team. Sydney Cullen shut off down there in the corner. Hetherington will crank for three, and it's around the rim once, hits the backboard, comes back off the rim. Beers now the long pass to Downin. Downin lost possession of it. She actually had Fairchild and McNeely trailing the play. It would have been a three-on-one had she caught it. But I think she tried to do something with it before she physically caught the ball. A minute 23 to go, 45-24. Still seems like a heavy-dominated Franklin game, but this is Southern Cayuga. They're the top seed and could probably strike as they can. And there's one example of it. Adrian Torea on a nice feed inside from Emily Kopp. Her second basket, though. Beers up the left side, around the screen by Downin. Now around the screen by Fairchild. She's down in the corner. Back outside, Downin is wide open to the right for McNeely. McNeely to Downin. They'll take some time off the clock. Fairchild grabs it. The freshman driving in, and she is pushed by Sydney Cullen. Fairchild took a tumble. The freshman not hurt. Cullen's second foul. Fairchild inbounds to Beers was open, but guess who was more open? Mara Salter under the basket. Paige Fairchild could have easily just given it to Beers. She passed it to Mara Salter. Salter finishes at 47-26. Long diagonal pass to the left side for Jesse Kopp. Inside Emily Kopp. Left hand shot, no good. Rebound. Nobody. It's McNeely, though, with a recovery. Back to Beers. Baseball pass down to Downin. Downin. Shoots, fake shot, no good. Fairchild and Jesse Kopp. 17 seconds to go. Kopp wins the race. Here she comes down the lane. And an offensive foul as Jordan Beers plants herself and takes the offensive foul. That's the fourth on Jesse Kopp and the second charge. Oh, my. 12 seconds to go. Beers telling McNeely, be ready for the ball back. No, it's passed to Downin. Downin passes back to Fairchild. 3 seconds to go. Salter to the right. McNeely at the buzzer. It's good! Mariah McNeely! Jordan Beers comes over for a chest bump. Mariah McNeely hits a deuce. 49-26. Franklin takes the lead into the fourth quarter. Section 4 Playoff Basketball Championship on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
14 more points scored in that quarter for Franklin, and they've got possession to start the fourth quarter. But now it's taken away by Adrian Torea. Last chance for the Chiefs. 49-26. They trail by 23. Inside to Torea against Cawley. Cawley gives her the shot. Torea makes the basket. She's got six. And a shot by Beers after getting tripped or tripping Jessica Holden. Now we're coming back the other way. It looks like Jesse Downin gets a foul. And it was not Torea. who made that shot, by the way, was Jessica Holden. Foul on Paige Fairchild. Inside Torreya. Easy shot. Now she does make it. She's got six. So 49-30. Looks like McNeely's shot might have been a three. Inside, a nice scoop to the hoop by Cauley. Marissa Cauley got open inside. 13 points, the Baker's dozen for Marissa Cauley. Her mom rooting around from Austin, Texas. Traveling on the other side by Jesse Holden. So it's just a minute old, but we've already had three baskets. 51-30. And no, it wasn't a three by McNeely, by the way. It was just 14. It was just a two. All right, so down the floor comes Jordan Beers. Nice dump off to Paige Fairchild, and Paige will score. Paige Fairchild with her first basket. Everyone playing, everyone scoring for Franklin. That's how they like it. Left side, Torreya, eight-footer. No, too long. Rebound Fairchild, tries to unload it, and the ball squirts out and goes out of bounds. 53-30. So everything matches my point totals that up on the board. 53-30 is the score. Cauley turns around. Emily Kopp chases her stride for stride. Cauley, a grandpa hook from the right side, but it got partially blocked. It was not a good shot choice. Hetherington, a shorter shot, around and no good. Paige Fairchild, instead of catching the ball, she swatted at the ball, trying to start a fast break. There were no Franklin Purple Devils nearby, though. 6:23 to go. Emily Kopp, straight up, guarded by McNeely. Bounce pass, stolen away by Cauley. Back to being the fearless one she is. Well timed, too. Up the floor comes Jordan Beers. Man-to-man defense by Southern Cayuga. They have no choice. They've got to do it that way. Fairchild's from the foul line. Just missed it. Rebound, Emily Kopp. Up as fast as she can. Under control. Right side, Hetherington. Passes right back to Kopp. Kopp fires the pass to the left side for Batty Burns. It's up and good. They share it so well. That's only the first basket for Batty Burns. 53-32. There's a steal by Torreya. Now it's Emily Kopp. Kopp lost her dribble. Back to Cullen. Cullen to Emily Kopp. A couple of dribbles with the left hand. Now Torreya at the foul line. Shot by Burns again from the left side. Well, this is Southern Cayuga doing their best to get back in at 53-34. It's a full timeout. 5:26 to go. Franklin on top by 19 in the Section 4 Class D championship game from Suco on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Back live, Franklin taking a lot of time off this possession. They've already had the ball 15 seconds. They came back fast from the timeout. Beers out of control for one of the few times tonight. But the ball will be inbounded underneath by Jesse Downer with 8 on the shot clock. 5:03 left in this ball game. Franklin by 19. They've had as much as 23. Pass along the key by to Downen. Downen to McNeely. It's knocked away by Jesse Kopp, who's playing with four fouls, but there's only 2 seconds on the shot clock. Beers from the corner, short. and it can't play because the ball did not hit the rim. They have to take it out of bounds. Three-person officiating crew in the championship. There were two on Wednesday. Now it's three from here on out. 4:50 to play. A couple of three-pointers get them right back in this. Torreya, right side. She'll take a three, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Cauley. Cauley's double-teamed in the corner. Passes back to Beers with nobody on her. That's one of the rare times you'll see that. Jordan Beers, double-teamed. Now she's back to being guarded by Maddie Burns, waiting for a screen. Cauley's going to set a screen to the right, down into the left. Now McNeely doubles it to the right. 13 on the shot clock. Beers goes to the corner, and there's a push off Maddie Burns, who pushed off of Jessica Downen. And that's actually going to put Jesse Downen at the free throw line for the first time in a 1-1. Let's check the stats on Jessica Downen from the foul line. A less than 500% or 50%, 8 for 17. How thrilling it would be to make one here in a 1-1. It's up, and it's good! Boy, the awards tonight, should Franklin hold on to win, are going to be a challenge for offense and defense. Downen's second shot is no good. Ball is loose. Stalter with it. Back to Downen. Downen back to McNeely, and then, of course, to Jordan Beers. A new possession, a new 30-second clock. Cauley driving in. She'll pass it down along the baseline to Stalter, and it's good! Cauley to Stalter, the Twin Tier Towers. Wow, Stalter with six. Nice pass by Cauley. She looked for it. She got it. Three-pointer by Sydney Cullen, and it's way off the mark. Out of bounds. It goes off of Marissa Cauley. Here comes Alex Hetherington, whose claim to fame tonight was hitting consecutive three-pointers, one of the few times the Chiefs put together two baskets in a row. 3:51 to go. In the corner, it's Hetherington, guarded closely by Downen. Shot is good, though. She runners in from about 12. Alex Hetherington with 8 points. She and Jesse Kopp lead with eight, and guess what? Jesse Kopp's 8 points all came in the first half. Two referees say one thing, one referee says another. It'll be Franklin's ball, deep corner to my left on the far side in front of the Franklin bench. In the corner, Cauley, guarded by Torreya. Cauley lost the pass out to Beers. Around a screen of Stalter's. Foul line shot's going to be short. Rebound, Stalter chasing it down. Does she save it? No. Good effort, though, by Mara Stalter. But you know what? She's smiling because she knows she hustled. 3:25 to go. There hasn't been a basket in a while for Franklin, but there's only been one lately for Southern Cayuga. They've been held to 36. Jesse Kopp fakes the shot, drives in, gets the ball ripped out of her hands by Jordan Beers. Beers, little hesitation. Now she pumps to the left side, a hanging jumper, and it's good. Beers with 26. Up to Jesse Kopp, putting it up. Little desperation time there. No good. That was not well planned. Jesse Kopp, her senior season dwindling to just 2 minutes and 45 seconds. She's guarding Jordan Beers now. McNeely on the right wing, holding the ball over her head. Looks like this is one of those possession takers. Oh, Marissa Cauley on a fall-away turnaround shot. Nothing but net. Marissa Cauley with 15. Boy, she's got some unorthodox moves, but man, did they work. Hetherington passes into Emily Cobb, ripped away by Cauley. Oh, and then there's bodies on the floor. Mariah McNeely picks it up. Nice job by McNeely after the hustle play by Cauley, and Beers will settle things down. 2:10 to play. 60-36, Beers to the right side for McNeely. They keep it on the perimeter, and Kopp is with four fouls guarding Beers very, very, very closely. And a traveling violation on McNeely, so Kopp does her job. Nice job. Well, she'll sit down now, and Burns will replace her. Meanwhile, number 12, it is Carrie Schmidt, a senior, number 12 in the game, joining Jessica Downen. Shot from the way outside by Torreya, missed, and Fairchild's rebounds off to Cauley and back to Jordan Beers. So McNeely, Fairchild, Schmidt, Cauley, and Beers in the lineup for Franklin. Somebody else is getting set to come in. Looks like Elizabeth Kneebank. Stolen by Sydney Cullen. She's going to go challenge Beers. Beers is going to challenge her defensively. Beers wins it because the layup was missed. 60-36. Last year it was, I believe, either 70-36 or 76-30. In fact, I can look it up. No, I can't. That was the semifinal round. It is Beers dribbling out to a minute nine. McNeely to the high post for Cauley. Cauley underneath looking for Kerry Schmidt. Picked off by Cullen. Cullen ahead to Torreya. Torreya got away with a travel. They say it was a block. Hetherington for three. Way off the mark. Bank shot. Kopp inside. She'll score. Emily Kopp with her third basket. She's got seven overall. And a timeout with 47 seconds to go for a substitution. And you hear the Franklin crowd. They are standing. Beers will stay in the game for ball handling. Sabrina Warner, a freshman in there. Mallory Jordan, number 24, a freshman, is in there. 21 is Elizabeth Kneebank. She's in there. Jordan Beers is in there along with Kerry Schmidt. Schmidt has the ball. Passes to the wide side. Shot put up by Kneebank. No good. And the ball is saved. Now it's Schmidt from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound on the other side. Number 25. Sabra Warner, the freshman, with a basket. 62-38. That's probably going to finish it off. 21 seconds to go. Three-point shot left side by Sydney Cullen. Her second of the half, but certainly not enough to stem the tide. 62-40 with 14 seconds to go. Beers will most likely dribble this one out. And a timeout asked for by Coach Mike Dutcher. McNeely's going to come in the ball game, and there's 10.4 seconds to go. So actually, I will be able to look it up. We're going to take a 30-second break, 10.4 to go, 62-40 in favor of Franklin. We'll finish it up here from SUNY Oneonta after this on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Mariah McNeely tried a shot from the left side that was blocked. In other ways, it goes Sydney Cullen, and she will score the last basket of the game as 1.1 seconds remain. The inbounds to McNeely, 1-0, done. 62-42, the winner and still Section 4 Class D champion, the Lady Purple Devils of Franklin. 26 points for Jordan Beers, 15 for Marissa Cauley, 19 from the rest of the crew. Make that 21 from the rest of the crew, and that's what you call a Franklin team effort. Congratulations for their victory, 62-42. And I'm still trying to look for last year's score, where I know it was a large, large victory for Franklin. It was either 70-36 or 76-30. Why can I not? I know it was there somewhere. Well, that's all right. Doesn't matter. They won big last year. They won big this year. 62-42. Franklin, the winner and still champion. We'll take our break, total them up, have the awards. It's all coming up in the postgame show. Maybe we'll get an interview. And it's all coming up on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. As we finish things off here, and again, it's one of those that I think maybe there was another free throw that didn't get, or a three-pointer that counted as a two. We'll check it out. Southern Cayuga Chiefs finishes runner-ups this year after making it to the semifinals last year. They had a lot of senior leadership, but they've got some underclassmen that are going to form a good team for next year. Jesse Kopp with two baskets, 4 for 6 from the line. She finishes with a team co-high of 8. Sydney Cullen, I have her down for 2 3-pointers. Ah, that's why. Okay. 2 3-pointers. She finishes... Oh, I take that back. No, she did have a basket late in the game. That's right. She finishes with 8 points. 2 baskets for Maddie Burns in the fourth quarter. She finishes with 4 points. Emily Kopp in some foul trouble. She wound up with only 3 in the game, but she had 3 before the half ended. She had 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line for 7. Jessica Holden, a basket for 2. Adrian Torea with 3 baskets for 6. Alec Hetherington, 1 basket, 2 from the line, and 2 from three-point area, rather, and 8 points. So that's 13 two-pointers and 4 3-pointers. 13 times 2 is 26. 4 times 3 is 12, which would be 38. They should have 4 free throws. Well, they have 5. So let's pull back Sydney Cullen, will we? That's probably the one. Cullen will go down to now 2 two-pointers and 1 three-pointer. One I know for sure because the referee was right in front of me at the end of that and put the signal up. I don't know what it is. It's an epidemic this year with me. So they had 14 two-pointers for 28, 3 three-pointers for 9, 28, 9 is 37. They need 5 free throws. They got 5. They shot 8, 42. Good to go. For Franklin, Jessica Downen, 2 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line, 5 points. Paige Fairchild off the bench, nice job, 1 basket for 2, but she played some tremendous defense tonight. Marissa Cawley did her thing and had to do it with part-time in the third quarter. She got her second and third fouls within a couple of minutes. She sat down late in the third quarter and came back, rare to go in the fourth quarter, to let it show. 7 baskets, 1 for 4, 15 points. Mariah McNeely, 3 baskets for 6 points, above her season's average, just like Jesse Downen. Jordan Beers, just about her season's average, 26 points, a perfect 6 for 6 from the line. She had 2 three-pointers the old-fashioned way, 10 field goals, 6 for 6, making 26. Sabra Warner capped the scoring with a basket, the freshman with 2, and Mara Stalter had 3 baskets for 6 points. All told, 27 two-pointers, 0. That's right, 0 three-pointers, didn't need them tonight, 8 for 12 from the line, 62 points. All right, time for the awards, and sometimes they repeat. It's a lot like the Harpersville team. Now let's start with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, sponsored by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Well, as you know, you could probably split this into the 5 parts of the other players. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other players scored besides Cawley and Beers. But we're going to go with Marissa Cawley for yet another Outstanding Offense Award. The senior scoring 15 points. She balanced it out through the game. She missed a couple of chip shots inside, yes, but she made some key outside shots as she took some of the heat, as she always does, off Jordan Beers. They also worked well together for a couple of give and goes and pick and rolls. So Marissa will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Now the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is sponsored by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supports local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, the Franklin team posing for pictures. They've got the plaque, and they've got a celebratory basketball that they're all going to sign. And I have no doubt tonight that the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is going to go to somebody who has not won an award yet this postseason that I've covered with Franklin, the third game. Who is it going to be? Senior Mara Stalter. She played most of the game tonight. There are times, the two games I've done, she's a starter, but a lot of times she'll come out of the game early or she'll be out in stretches for other players to take her spot. She stayed in. She blocked shots. She got rebounds. She did what she had to do, and she scored 6 points. She will win the Dynamic Defense Award sponsored by Mang Insurance. And finally, the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Come on, are you kidding me? Echo Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season and remind you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Boy, I'd like to get Mike over here for a chat. Let's see if we can. I'm going to yell, so I'm going to take the headset off.
Hey, Tom! Tom! Can you get Mike over here? Can you get the coach over here?
We have another inductee.
All right, so they're going to do another inductee, which gives us a little bit of time. Mike, I told him twice now, Mike, you have a good result. Come on over and chat with me a little bit. So we're going to hopefully get that in here. And Daphne Joy Thompson, who accepted her award today at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. And she's been a longtime coach at both Hartwick girls and women and Oneonta, now Oneonta State women. That's a rare double. But she was an outstanding softball, soccer, and basketball player over at Morris. And I know I did her game in 1988 when Afton defeated Morris by 2 to win the Section 4 Class D championship. She was on the non-winning team. So hopefully I can get Mike Dutcher to come over here and chat with me. I mean, this game did not take very long at all. An hour and a half. We're going to try to get him over here. Oh, he said he was going to come over, but boy, oh boy. I think he's staying to make sure that Daphne gets her honor. She's now Daphne Thompson. She was Daphne Joy. The Joy family of Morris, long known for their basketball and their athletics. And she turned into a very fine coach. And she just she's shaking the hands for all the Franklin players, which is really, really nice. So I want to, while we're trying to buy some time here, I do want to thank Joe Gardner at the station, Craig Stevens, for monitoring everything, making the sales count. I will read our sponsors again, if I can find that list again, which I had just ducked under the book. So I tell you what, when you're not used to being on the radio, you just don't care about coming over. I mean, he does care. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, you know, I asked him to come over here, trying to get him over here. And they're still trying. Maybe he's going to bring Jordan Beers over. I'm not sure. That would be a treat, too. Somebody who I believe is going to Ithaca College. But our sponsorships tonight include Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Butler Auto Sales, Otigo Family Dental, Here Here of Unadilla, Echo Brands of Sydney, The Silo Restaurant, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, the Sydney Center, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, Astra of Madden Funeral Home of Harpersville, Morabito Energy Products, Bergen's Auto Service of Franklin, Twin Valley Finished Lumber, Quality Hardwood. Here he comes. Hump Ice Cream of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Sydney Federal SFCU, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, McDowell & Walker of Sydney, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin, NBT Bank, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Enchanted Gardens of Harpersville, the Amphenol Corporation, Amerigas, Scovel Mino, Family of Dealerships, and Waldron's floor covering. All right, come on over, man. You guys aren't used to being on the radio. This is terrible. It took, now the music's playing loud, so I got to yell. First, grab the mic. First of all, Coach Dutcher, congratulations, a repeat. You saw what Southern Cayuga did the other night against Skenevis. They wore Skenevis down. They were interviewed in the Auburn paper of saying that they outlasted Skenevis. They came out of a timeout at one point, huffing and puffing. I mean, they looked like they've been put through a marathon. So you kind of turned it up a little bit on the speed.
Yeah, well, you know, they are a team that likes to push tempo, but so are we. And you know, we weren't going to go away from that, that's for sure. And, you know, all out, the girls just played their hearts out and just had the will to just put the pedal, you know, down, and we just took care of it. It was great.
What I liked about today was, you know, the other game, the Wednesday game, it was basically Jordan and Marissa providing the offense. You didn't get a lot from the others in the scorebook, but you got a lot defensively. Today,
yeah.
It was like they're a balanced team. We knew that. Anybody could score on their team. But the way I see it with Franklin, it's Jordan, it's Marissa, and the others as if it's a one player. That's 21 extra points you had tonight, and it's five players scored. That's got to make you feel real good.
We'll take that. We'll take it, yeah. We kept telling them as we got ready for this game that, you know, a quick reverse against this team, we're going to find some girls open. And we found Jess Downing twice in the first half, and we found Mara a couple times. So, yeah, it was a total team effort tonight.
I think when Marissa was down with foul trouble, Mara stepped up defensively, blocked a couple shots. She did what you needed her to do. We gave her the defense award tonight. I thought she deserved it.
Yeah, I told her I thought she played one of her best defensive games of the year, and she's been pretty solid for us all year. We're real proud of her.
All right, going to talk to Jordan Beers over here. I've been waiting a long time to do this. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Another Jordan with number 23. I had a girl in Unadilla Valley, Jordan Anderson. I don't know if you know, she was Rookie of the Year up at Morrisville. So, first of all, I understand you're going to Ithaca.
Yes, I am.
That's true.
Yep.
You're going to play ball?
Yep.
Okay, now last year I heard you were going to just rely on academics and basketball was going to come a thing in the past. Did it kind of bug you this year that you really wanted to play ball?
I've always wanted to play ball, but it wasn't going to be my main focus. I really wanted to go for my education as well.
Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fun tonight. You don't show a lot of emotion, but at one point down here in the second half, you got a three-point play, and you showed the burst of enthusiasm I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. You're starting to sense that it's survive in advance time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As a senior, I don't want this year to end. I'm having too much fun out here with the girls.
All right, now I would say that Oriskany would be the team you want to play, but they got beat in overtime by Hamilton, so now you got to go with the Emerald Knights. What do you know about them, and what do you think about playing in a place other than Suco, because you played here last year?
Well, we got tape on them, so we're going to go back, break that down this next coming week, and we'll just continue to focus on what we do, because if we don't execute, then we don't win.
Okay. Now, Marissa gets her third foul. She got her second and third quickly in the early third quarter. Did you have any calming influence on her to say, look, don't press, or was that Coach Dutch's idea? I mean, was that his idea?
I mean, I think it's both of us. She kind of understands, too. Like, if she gets that third foul, just be real smart with it and keep looking at the scoreboard. We were up at that point, so she didn't need to reach 94 feet away.
Right. Now, sometimes you throw the ball long, and there was a couple of times you put your hand down like, no, let's slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's your call. Mm-hmm. Do you wish you had some passes you could have back, though, tonight?
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Okay. And I asked him the same thing. You know, we know how the scoring thing goes with your team, but when you get 21 points from five different girls on your team that aren't used to really scoring a lot, you've also got to have some pride in that because you got some assists tonight as well.
Yeah, I love it. When those other girls get those little short shots and put them in, it just gives us so much more energy and gets the crowd right into it.
Well, the crowd was definitely into it.
Yes.
Congratulations to both of you and the rest of the team, and we'll see you next week in Onondaga, okay?
Thank you.
Big smiles on the faces of both Mike Dutcher and Jordan Beers. And that interview was a keeper. She is one wonderful young lady and a very nice coach as well. So the other teams are getting ready to go, and I think now we can set it out. And this one will be on the archives very, very shortly. Joe Gardner doing the honors there and making sure that we have people that can log on not only for live streaming coverage of WCDO made possible by SFCU, but also our sports on demand. So after this game, and you Franklin folks are wanting to cherish the memories, just download this for free, and you can listen to your heart's content. There were some exciting moments tonight, and congratulations to not only the team, but the award winners and the fans of Franklin and all those sponsors that I mentioned that helped make the Harpersville win for Class C over Lansing And the Franklin win tonight over Southern Cougar in the Class D girls, such a sweet night for both involved. So congratulations to the schools, and we will follow them next week. And the schedule is slated as follows. It could be changed, but we're going to tentatively lock it in. And I'm saying this for Joe's benefit as well. 12 o'clock next Saturday at Onondaga Community College in, I think it's Nedro, New York, officially, but it will be Hamilton versus Franklin, two very common names of towns across America, but we got them in New York. Hamilton versus Franklin, 12 o'clock, Class D, state quarterfinal girls. Harpersville versus Little Falls. That's going to be a monster of a game, too, but that one's not until 5:30, also from Onondaga Community College. The final score, once again, Franklin winning their back-to-back Section 4 Class D Girls Championship tonight by the score of 62-42 over the Chiefs of Southern Cayuga. For WCDO Radio Sports and everybody involved, I'm Greg Davey. Have a fantastic night.